Now it's time for 300 Villages. This week we're heading to Kivalina on the Chukchi Sea.
Stanley Hawley, I'm the tribal administrator for the native village of Kivalina. I've lived here almost all of my life, 52 years. Kivalina is a Russian name. It got tagged with a Russian explorer, I think, who came across in a sailboat and was checking out new territories. Our village is on a sand spit. There's a Kivalina Lagoon on the northeast side. It's got two channels on both ends, and then the Chukchi Sea on the southwest side. And it has a rich history. At one time, the village was abandoned due to starvation. But then people were traveling back and forth, and the northern villages for their subsistence activities. And instead of going all the way back home from wherever they came from, Notak, Kotzebue, and Sismarath, and even the upriver Kobuk villages, they stopped in Kivalina and decided to resettle it. The reason we live here is because it's real rich in natural resources. Further inland, there's lots of lead and zinc offering work. The Red Dog Mine is developing the lead and zinc deposits. Our pending projects are, we're building an evacuation road to the mainland, and then at the terminal of that road, we'll build a whole new school. The best part of living here is our community. We're a community-oriented people.
Stanley Hawley is the tribal administrator for the city of Kivalina. 300 Villages is AK's attempt to put every community in Alaska on the radio. If you want to hear your community featured, send an email to news@alaskapublic.org. Thanks for listening to AK this week. We had help from Ashley Snyder and Annie Fite. Tune in next week for more unique stories from around the state. I'm Dave Waldron.